The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan presents Schlereth and Evans.
Good morning!
Morning!
It's time for your Morning Brew.
Things are gonna get weird.
You're gonna eat lightning, and you're gonna crap thunder!
Okay, this guy needs coffee and cooler stat.
You know what can really help you sort through these important issues?
What? Orange mocha frappuccino!
Damn, Jimmy. This some serious gourmet shit.
Let's get it on.
This ball's driven. Deep left field for Tyler White. His second home run of the ball game for Big Puddin'. Tyler White rounds the bases and the Astros lead 12-1.
Big Puddin'.
There's a nickname.
Right.
That dude is... He is a little chunky.
We had a guy that I played college football with named Greg Hale. We called him Puddin' Pie. That was his nickname.
So just Pie. An N, an apostrophe?
That Puddin' Pie.
But Lil Wayne? Not yeah. Little, Lil Wayne.
Lil Wayne, yeah.
So he is Puddin' Pie?
Pie. Totally that was, different. By the way, you know, speaking of ugly nicknames, just ugly in general for yeah. The Colorado Rockies. I mean, you want to talk about taking a day off? Right. they took an unscheduled day off yesterday. Anderson just really... He really struggled. The good news here, I'll give you some good news, though. And the good news is Chris Russon comes off the DL and actually throws an inning in, what, two-thirds last night, scoreless, couple of strikeouts. That's good. If they could get Chris Russon going, kind of being the Chris Russon he was a year ago, where he was actually very good in multiple situations, whatever inning they put him in, if they needed some long relief, if they needed a spot start. I mean, Chris Russon was great last year for them. If he can come off the DL like he did and be good for multiple games in a row, that could be a really good sign for the Rockies.
Yeah, they need a left-hander they can trust. I mean, Jake McGee has been inconsistent at best and horrible at worst. He's a one-pitch pitcher at times. Russon is a little bit of a change-of-pace guy who, last year, again, he could face righties and lefties. He wasn't a specialist, but they got their ears boxed yesterday. I wasn't surprised, and I say that for this reason. Houston had lost 9 straight at home. They're one of the best teams in the league, and they're the defending champ. They were due to have a breakout game. And there's no shame in losing to Gerrit Cole and the Astros. You split the series.
Right.
You beat Verlander. Now you go to Atlanta where it doesn't get any easier. That was their 42nd straight game against a team over 500. And it doesn't get any easier now. Yeah. They go to Atlanta.
They go to Atlanta next on the Morning Brew.
Whenever you could practice against, you know, another, you know, NFL team and go through individuals and one-on-ones and do all the regular stuff that you normally would do against your teammates, but against the opponent, it just ups the energy level and ups the competition. So it's great work for both sides.
Yeah, Von Miller talking about the joint practices yesterday. Von Miller, sometimes you got to slow Von Miller down. Like he'll just they always talk about him wrecking practices. But Von Miller, one of those guys, you know, that you're counting on, and I think he's going to get to play this week, hopefully. Last week, I mean, like last week, he was the last guy to know. And again, that goes on a coaching staff. That goes on a front office. Those are things that players, like if you're going to do that, you probably should have let him know before the game that wasn't going to go down. You know what I'm saying? So, again, part of the maturation process for this coaching staff and for Vance Joseph. But it looks as though Von Miller is going to get to play this week. We'll get to see him in uniform.
Well, again, the issue last week was simple. Stink. We asked Vance Joseph, I think I did, or I believe I remember myself asking Vance, but is Von going to play? And his response was, why wouldn't he? You know, he's going to play. And then after the game, is like, why would he play? He's too valuable. I mean, we don't care if he plays. You're the one that said he wasn't going to play. And you had him taped up, tap him on the shoulder minutes before the game and say he's out. It doesn't matter if he plays in the preseason. I agree with the latter assessment that he is too valuable. I don't need to see Von Miller play in the preseason. And because if he goes down, I mean, he's their best player.
Right.
But if you weren't going to play him, he goes through the workout with Lauren Landau before the game. Like, it's a completely different night for him. It's just
the mixed message is something that he's got to fix.
Right.
Right? When one day he comes out, we're not grading anything, and then 4 days later we grade everything. Like, that's the kind of stuff we're not going to pay. Well, yeah, why wouldn't he play? Why would he play? Like, those are the things that need to – and ultimately it doesn't matter for us. Like,
yeah,
right?
It doesn't. Exactly.
But it matters for the guys that you're coaching.
Yeah.
I think that's the issue there, and obviously he needs to be better. I mean, bottom line, needs to be better. Next in the Morning Brew.
Play fake. Flacco fires downfield. Diving attempt and picked off. A diving interception by Jalen Ramsey. and they get a takeaway just outside the 30-yard line of Baltimore.
Jalen Ramsey, you hear Jalen Ramsey? I mean, he does an interview for GQ magazine.
Well, I can guarantee you this interview was done a few months / weeks ago.
Right.
Because if he would have done it while suspended.
Right. The timing of it obviously does not look good, the release. But let's go through his quarterback list here. Talking about Allen from Buffalo. He's trash. Mayfield gets how he was the top pick. Jackson, he's going to be good. Obviously, that's Lamar Jackson. Flacco, he sucks. Rodgers doesn't suck. Brady doesn't suck. Taylor, underrated. Mariota, good game manager. Garoppolo, I guess he's good. Watson, he'll be an MVP. Wentz, he'll be an MVP. Goff, average to above average. Prescott, he's okay. Cousins, he's a winner. Wilson, good. Roethlisberger, decent at best. Manning, Odell makes him. Blake Bortles, does what he's got to do. Foles, good enough to win a Super Bowl. Breeze, really good. Luck, I don't think he's good. Stafford, he's straight. Tannehill, haven't heard good things. Ryan is overrated. So that is the list of quarterbacks according to one Jalen Ramsey. Jalen Ramsey is a really good player. But, boy, I tell you what, there are times that I'd like to punch him in the face. Like, if I was a player, he'd be a guy that I would want to go, let's run 18, 19, Bob, get a guard out there on him and try to break a leg. You know?
I mean, very nice.
Get a guard out.
I'm telling you, that's the way we operated on that guy. But, you know, that was back in the day when there was some frontier justice allowed in the National Football League.
You'd be suspended for that type of move now.
I know.
Well, here's the deal. As someone in the media who's been doing this for, 25 years, I love his candor. And I love that he put a name behind it. It's right. Not an anonymous sort. One great cornerback in the league has this to say about quarterbacks. Right. I love that he put his name on it. My issue is more of I disagree with some of his assessments. I mean, the idea that Marcus Mariota, for instance, he's great for their team. I mean, talk about a guy that took a step backward last year.
Right.
Mariota. I mean, Ben Roethlisberger, I'm not his biggest fan. But this idea that he basically said Antonio Brown makes him and Ben just slings the ball around, I get the Jaguars played out of their mind against Ben last year, but he's a Hall of Famer.
Right.
Like it or not, he's a Hall of Famer. I mean, he goes on and on about it. Tyrod Taylor, Cousins being a winner, Tyrod Taylor, you know, Tyrod played great against the Broncos last year, but it's just some of his praise is incongruent. You're talking about all-time greats, whether you love Eli Manning or Ben Roethlisberger, and Eli's certainly on their side, that he just dismisses. Taylor is like somehow great, and Mariota, like really?
Yeah,
but I love the fact that he put his name behind it.
Well, that's he's not
walking it back.
He's not afraid to do that.
And
there's no
respect
question about that,
but man, he just put a big target on himself.
Next on the Morning Brew.
Back in my head, I said, if I hit all my incentives, if I do everything I need to do, get all my bonuses, put all the work in, I got to treat myself. It's been 8 years. I haven't really bought anything in my career. Don't really have anything luxury like that. So last week, I finally went out and bought myself a chain. I got it on right now.
Is that the one
now.
You got on?
It's
let's
right
see
right
it.
Right here, can baby. I finally
that
got
thing
one.
Looks
and
good
I love
too.
This puppy.
That's Rob Gronkowski. Rob Gronkowski, dumb like a fox, man. That guy, dude, he is sly. Now, that sound from Maverick Carter's show, Needing Dough. But Rob Gronkowski has lived off endorsement money. He is not extravagant. You know, everybody thinks he's a meathead. He said he made $45 million over the course of his career. He says, I got way more than that stashed in the bank. Like, This guy is a piece of work now, and you know I've known him since he was at University of Arizona because my son was there.
Yeah, he was there when Daniel was.
Yeah,
there.
He was there when Daniel was there. So I mean, he's just dumb like a fox. Like get finance if you're a young player, reach out to Rob Gronkowski, that meathead, and get some financial advice from him because you know what, he's done it the right way.
I mean. I agree with you, the kind of like sly like a fox because he presents this image of party boy, irresponsible, crazy guy, and behind the scenes, he's printing money.
Yes.
He's got Keebler elves somewhere printing money in a tree just walking out. The idea that I've heard a couple of players over the last few years talk about how much money they keep in a bank. And a guy that I didn't know if he was financially sound told another Broncos player, he's like, how much you got in the bank? And the guy said, I mean, I'm not going to mention names here, said like $1 million. And the other player said, I got like five or six. And I was like, you know what? That is smart. Like, he was living more off interest, not living off his paycheck, because you don't make professional sports money the moment you retire in any other industry.
Right.
Unless you are going into like Silicon Valley and something. Like, you don't, there's that money doesn't exist outside of the professional sports world. But the difference, I tell people, professional athletes, their window for earning is 2 to 3 years or maybe 5 years. So I root for every guy to get paid.
Or
invest like Kobe Bryant. $6 million investment in Body Armor, a sponsor I think of the program. His investment is now worth $200 million.
I buy high and I sell low. That's my investment strategy. It hasn't worked for me to this point as of yet. Hey, coming up next, I've calmed down a little bit. You know, I was kind of upset yesterday. My wife called me a curmudgeon based upon the performance of the Denver Broncos in their first preseason game. But how does your quarterback handle the adversity of playing poorly? That's next.